Human rights advocates are calling on senior Olympics official John Coates to raise the plight of fellow Australians imprisoned in China when he soon travels to Beijing for the Winter Games. Days before his visit, the Australian Olympic Committee President and International Olympic Committee Vice President has praised the amazing preparations for the Games. Andrew Green reports.
Beijing.
On Chinese state television, the promotions for next month's Beijing Winter Olympic Games are hard to miss. And as the anticipation grows, Australia's most powerful Olympic official has offered his own assessment as he prepares to head to the Chinese capital.
I have a very high regard for the Chinese people and their ability to organise Olympic Games.
Appearing on China's Communist Party-controlled broadcaster CGTN, the Australian Olympic Committee President and International Olympic Committee Vice President John Coates has been glowing.
I was the chef de mission of the Australian team for the 2008 Olympic Games, which were a great success, and my expectation is that the Beijing Winter Games, Winter Olympic Games, will be a similar success.
With the eyes of the world soon to be fixed on Beijing, human rights activists here are hoping it could provide a timely opportunity to highlight the plight of two Australians jailed in China on supposed national security grounds. Writer Yang Hengjun has been held for 3 years, while fellow Chinese-Australian journalist Cheng Lei has been detained for 18 months.
John Coates absolutely should be calling for the release of anyone arbitrarily detained in China, including Australian citizens like Yang Hengjun and Cheng Lei.
Elaine Pearson from Human Rights Watch says Mr. Coates is in a unique position to advocate on behalf of Australia.
Rather than using the Olympics as an opportunity to glorify the Chinese government, I mean, actually, the Olympic Games are an opportunity to put a spotlight on the repression that is underway in China right now. And I think, you know, Australians need to be aware of that.
It's a view shared by independent South Australian Senator Rex Patrick.
At present, he's got greater access to Chinese leaders than our own ministers, and he should put aside the big money interests of the IOC and take a clear stand on behalf of these Australians who are unjustly imprisoned in China. He's an influential Australian and he must use that influence for good.
But the pleas are already going unanswered. In a statement to the ABC, John Coates insists the Australian Olympic Committee, along with the International Olympic Committee, are both politically neutral. He says, quote, "It is not in our remit to involve ourselves outside our Games responsibilities." And he adds that he has no fears for the safety of any Australian participating in the Games. Late last year, Australia joined an international diplomatic boycott of the Beijing Winter Olympics, announcing officials wouldn't attend in a formal protest of China's human rights abuses against Uyghur minorities in the country.
Andrew Green reporting.